most. Why not? It's 50% off, but only until March 3rd. Own the now with the Right Now sale and get 50% off any one item at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code Why Not. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code Why Not. Restrictions apply. See website for details.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Stacy James on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Sunny and breezy throughout today with upper 50s, then clear skies this evening with low 30s. Sunshine continues through Friday with highs staying in the upper 50s, and then a few clouds overnight with low 30s. Mix of clouds and sunshine to start Saturday, but more clouds arrive later in the day with upper 50s, then a 40% chance of rain Saturday night. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
The following is a paid presentation.
Good afternoon, Sonoma County. This is Dr. Walter Tom on Ask the Expert KSRO. Today, Robin Berardini, who's usually our host, is actually on sabbatical for the next month or so, and we're trying something new. I'm going to be hosting my own show, I guess, and we're doing it live stream on Facebook. So if you want to go to our Facebook fan page, Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers, and click on, you can catch us live and see that I have a special guest with us today. We have Sally Urbanek. Go wave, Sally. You're not waving to the radio audience. We're waving to the Facebook audience right now. Sally Urbanek is our surgical liaison. And how long have you been working with us, Sally?
11 years.
11 years. Mm-hmm. Did you want to say hi to your son and your daughter-in-law on radio? No.
Hi, everybody.
Okay. So we have Sally. First time she's been on the radio. She's a little nervous, but which is kind of interesting for me because Sally is our surgery liaison. We've been working for 11 years together, and she never seems to be at loss to say something, but she's a little bit nervous on the radio. So this is kind of a treat for me. So Sally, tell me, what do you do at our office?
I do phone consultations to determine, I do mostly breast liaison, so determine whether people should be in to be treated for breast augmentation. We do kind of an initial phone consultation, get everything scheduled with Dr. Tom, and then have the patient come in.
Okay, so Sally, who was originally born in Minnesota and then spent a lot of time in Oklahoma, so a little bit of Southern twang kind of comes out every once in a while, is very approachable, and I want to thank Sally because she's a big part of our success. People don't realize that in this world of cosmetic medicine and cosmetic surgery, we're actually all about trying to help people feel better about themselves. And Sally, we talk about that at our morning meetings, that when patients come in, we have to remind ourselves that patients are actually, they're quite vulnerable when they come in, or even if they make a phone call.
They are.
And so what's really nice about having Sally there, and by the way, Robin would be mad at me because I didn't even mention our phone number, which is 707-542-8346, 707-542-8346. But you have a chance to actually, somewhat anonymously, do you feel comfortable to talk to you, Sally, about what their concerns are? And so today we've already put it out there on the Facebook for live streaming, sent out an event notification that we're going to talk about cosmetic breast surgery today. Okay. Just as a background, I just want to let the audience know that I was for close to 20 years a general vascular organ transplant surgeon, and so about a third of my office practice revolved around breast cancer surgery. So when I segued into cosmetic medicine and cosmetic surgery, Sally, as you know, it was one of the last actually surgeries that we added, right?
It was, yes.
And we started off doing smart lipo, leg vein surgery, fat grafting, tummy tucks, and breast augmentation was one of the last things that we added. And it has become probably one of my most rewarding surgeries. And that's I can't even joke about it and say, for God's sake, I'm an Asian guy and we're not even into big breasts. And it hits one of our biggest operations, and I get great gratification by doing this for patients. What do you think is the most gratifying part of us offering cosmetic breast surgery for women to you?
I think the same thing. I think it's someone can come in with an idea in their mind, and a few months later they walk out and they have the look that they want, and it can change in a very short amount mm-hmm. of time. And it's a lot of women feel that's a big part of their life, and they like the look.
they like the look. So it's interesting that you say that, being a woman and being our breast surgery liaison, because my thought would be, when it comes to cosmetic breast surgery, that it's actually not about the breast, that it's actually about how they feel about themselves. It is about the breast, but it's how they feel about themselves. What age range do you feel that we're getting most of our phone calls from?
At this point, I think there's a couple of different, I think they're the young people in their 20s and early 30s, but mostly then we've done a lot lately with 50 and older.
So 50 years old, and right, and so that might be surprising to our listeners that we're seeing a good number of women coming to see us for cosmetic breast surgery who are late 40s, 50s, and even in their 60s, right? So what do you think is the motivation for that subset of patients?
I think that a lot of them have raised their children. The children are out of the house, and now they feel like it's time for themselves. I think people like to live a longer, happier, healthier life, and I think that they feel like it's their time to be able to do what they want to do and not have to worry about necessarily what people think.
What people think, right? Because there is some stigma to doing cosmetic breast surgery, right? And so maybe as we get a little bit older, patients are feeling just more confident in themselves that they're going to do what they want to do. That's correct. Interesting, because I read a book called The Female Brain, and I'm trying to not, since I've not had breast augmentation myself personally, I try to do the things that we do in our office, but I try to kind of understand why women would want to do this. And what I find a lot of times, even for women in their 30s, especially if they're moms and they've found that their breasts have deflated from having babies and breastfeeding and so forth, is that you're feeling less feminine. And I mentioned that. Do you think that that's accurate?
I think it's accurate. And I also think that there is, I think that women want to get on with their lives a little bit quicker. So some of us that would have waited a longer time after having our babies, a lot of them now just are ready to move on. I'm done having my babies. Now I want to have the figure that I had before or the one I want. And they just move forward a little bit quicker than what we have in the past.
In the past. Okay. So interesting that we have the late 40s and 50-year-olds that are coming in. And actually, it's been a lot of fun taking care of that subset because, as you say, some of them are grandmas. And I'm a first-time grandfather, so I'm all for grandparents, which is awesome. But a lot of times, when I say in 40s, 50s, they're younger than me, so I can say older. Don't get mad at me if you're in your 40s and 50s. Dr. Tom's calling us older because you're younger than me. I'm finding that subgroup seemed to be especially appreciative. When they call you, Sally, what are some of the questions that they ask you when they first get in contact with you?
Well, one of the questions they say, am I silly to do this at my age? And, to me, I don't feel like it's silly at all. And I try to explain to them that, part of being healthy and happy is also having the confidence and the look that you want to have being healthy and happy. So, I try to find out from them what it is that you want to achieve. And, one of the things that I think Dr. Tom's the best at is aesthetically proportioning people. And that's what most of them want. Most, I would say a huge portion of our clients want to look well proportioned. They don't necessarily want to have huge breasts that everybody knows they've had huge breasts and they're not. They're augmented, but it's good to proportion people, and then it just makes you feel like you did a more youthful time of your life.
It's interesting because I think that when you go to a restaurant, there's certain personalities depending on who the owner or the chef is, and it's the same with surgical offices. Probably we're more into the more conservative, natural look is probably, if somebody were to characterize us, not necessarily the Las Vegas look. and I think that's true, that those patients do come in and are looking to just sort of reclaim a little bit of what I'm going to call a healthy look. They want to look proportionate. They want to look healthy. As they begin to sag, as they become deflated, they're just not feeling very confident. And I've mentioned in the past, Sally, that we've taken care of, and add to that list, no astronauts, but we've taken care of doctors and lawyers and surgeons and podiatrists and dentists and police officers. And these are strong women, right? And isn't it funny how when they come back in after the procedure, how much more confident they seem.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Right. And I think for me, and you've mentioned it in the past, that's what makes us feel good when you see them walking and they have more bounce in their step and they're just feeling better about themselves.
And they do. You can tell a big difference from the first step of walking into the office when you said, like, they're the most vulnerable, right, to when they come back and they're done with their procedure, they're like, they're very confident and they're very happy.
Right.
So it's a good feeling when you know you're a part of that.
Right. And so I've had the staff wondered, my son is an artist, and I had him putting some print up on the overhang on the ceiling there, like we were the Sistine Chapel. But it actually had them put our, I had my son Blair, Tom, put our mission statement up there. And to summarize, basically, is to recognizing the patients are vulnerable, and we have to respect that, and that we're there to help to build their self-esteem. And so mm-hmm. that's one of, I think, the most gratifying aspects of cosmetic breast surgery. It has a 95% satisfaction rate, which is highest of all cosmetic procedures. Michael, I know I'm used to having Robin kind of do this. How much time do we have left here before our first? We have 2 minutes. Oh, that's a lot of time. Okay. So we'll use a little teaser here, Sally. So,
okay.
So people talking about cosmetic breast surgery, and everybody thinks they're just talking about breast implants or breast augmentation. What about breast lifts? Do we get many calls about that?
We have a lot of breast lift calls. Some young people, I would say probably the most of them are probably maybe 40-ish and
40-ish.
Above.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And some people just want a lift. They just want to be back where they used to be and feel youthful about themselves. Some want it to be a stepping stone where I want to go ahead and do a lift, but then I want to augment them as well.
Right. So what percentage do you think patients want to have just a lift versus want a lift and an augmentation?
I would say more would want the lift with augmentation than just the lift themselves.
Right. So they want a little bit more.
Right.
I would agree with that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for listening to the first part of our Ask the Expert show. We're going to take a short break and come back and talk about breast lifts and breast reductions.
Look around you. You will see hundreds of homes under construction. Your neighbors are doing all they can to rebuild their homes and their lives. For many, however, their insurance might not cover the costs. I'm local attorney Roy Miller. I am rebuilding and I'm navigating the same path as your neighbors and friends in our home in Wickiup. I am here to help. Call me at 575-1040 or go to firejustice.com for more information. I can help answer your insurance questions. I can help you advocate to maximize your insurance claim at no cost to you. I can also answer your PG&E questions and help make your PG&E case settlement ready. Now is the time to act. The first cases will be going to trial this summer, and the Tubbs case comes right behind it. Call me at 575-1040 or go to firejustice.com for more information.
Call Hanson and Miller at 575-1040 or visit firejustice.com. That's firejustice.com.
Here's something good for your soul Sunday mornings with the Center for Spiritual Living. Tune in at 8:30 and hear a half-hour message of practical spirituality from Edward Filyoun. You'll hear spiritual practices translated into inspirational ideas for everyday living. Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun, Sunday mornings at 8:30. Think of it as spirituality for people who don't like church. That's Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun, brought to you every Sunday morning at 8:30 on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Welcome back, Sonoma County. This again is Dr. Tom on Ask the Expert on KSRO. Robin Berardini is on sabbatical, so I'm hosting our own show right now, and we have a special guest, Sally Urbanik, and we're also now trying our new shtick right now is being on Facebook Live streaming. So if you go to Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers, and you can actually watch us as well, tune in and watch us to KSRO Ask the Expert on Facebook Live stream. And I also want to send out a special thank you to Kathy Slack, who's right behind the screen. You can't see her. And Kathy is my representative here, my liaison for KSRO, and is also a famous world-class singer and presently with the Pointless Sisters. So thank you, Kathy. And Mike DeWald's over here to my right, and he hardly ever speaks. You heard a little laugh there. Michael is our director. And we have a special guest, and that's Sally Urbanik. Sally is our patient coordinator and surgery liaison. Sternman has been with us working together as a team for 11 years. And Sally takes in most of our breast surgery inquiries on the phone and does a great job of screening those patients, giving them great information, seeing if we're the right fit for the patients who call. And we talked about breast augmentation and how it improves the self-esteem and image for patients, right, Sally?
Yes.
And then we moved on to how we're getting more and more phone calls about breast lift patients. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what was the age range that you felt that we were beginning to see breast lift patient inquiries?
Probably around 40 and above, I would say.
Okay, so they're probably women who've had children most of the time, and so after breastfeeding, they felt like their breasts have deflated and are hanging down, correct?
That's correct. So we have that, and then we also have some that we've done lately that are, they've had implants for 25 or 30 years, and now they just want them out. They just want a lift, and they're ready to move on.
That's true. So, you know, life evolves, right? As the older that we get, and Sally and I, I'm a lot older than Sally, but as we're getting older together, Sally, we know how, you know, what our wants are and our desires and what's important to us changes. So I would agree with you. I think that women in their 30s and 40s who've had babies and they've deflated, they're very frustrated by the fact that they feel that their breasts have deflated. They're lying on their abdomen, if you will, and they feel that they pull them up to put them into their bra, and it's hard for them to wear clothes and feel good about themselves. And so they're a subset that, as you mentioned, we like to do a lift and then at a later time do an augmentation to give them the look that they're wanting. Or when I say look, and you have been saying look, what I'd like to say is to give them the confidence to, once again, wear their clothes, to just feel good about themselves and being back out there in the world, especially as their kids are getting older and they begin to look at themselves if they're in the traditional mom and home kind of stage.
Right, exactly. I think that some of the moms, they've had their babies, they're ready to move along. They still want to look as good as they did previously, and it's a good procedure for them to do. They have a long time to go that they get to be, you know, look great and feel great about themselves. And they just are starting to do that a little bit earlier. A lot of our patients that are of the group that want to have a lift and have just lived with it for a long time and decided it's time to move along and get that done. And we do a lot of that too, just lifts by themselves.
Right. In fact, you segued into that, Sally. So patients who might just want to have a lift, not have an augmentation, I think that tends to be a little bit older group as they approach into the baby boomer age, where once again, you know, if you don't have the problem, it's hard for people to understand it. Mm-hmm. But if a woman she's lying down, has to pick up her breast to kind of get up, okay, that might include a reduction if they're heavy, or they're hanging down, have to lift them off her abdomen to put them in the bra, it's very disturbing for those patients. And so those patients many times just want to have a lift. And it is interesting that, as you mentioned, Sally, that we're seeing a subset of women who've had breast augmentation maybe 30 years ago, and now we're saying, you know, I enjoyed being like that for a while, but now my breasts, because of just the weight and gravity and is related to weight, has pulled them down as they want to just have the implants removed and have a breast lift. And they can be some of our happiest patients.
Yeah.
It's really amazing and how that goes in terms of,
well, and I think
everybody's different.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people are more into physical fitness these days, and so it fits their lifestyle a little bit better to just have that, have the lift themselves, get it right back where they felt like they wanted them to be, and they don't need the augmentation to go along with it.
That's correct, and that's probably the hardest part when we talk about cosmetic breast surgery, Sally, is the size. And so we work real hard with them, and you're laughing, you're kind of like, oh yeah, you're right. So we talk to the patients about that, and in terms of their idea. And it's always interesting because someone may say, oh, I don't want to be that big, right? And Sally's laughing now because then they put in implants and they maybe pick one that's twice as big as I thought that they might want or what I would recommend. So we do something very simple called a rice bag test.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain to the audience what that is?
Well, there's a proportion of rice to size. And so we have them go home, fill a baggie with rice, put it in the bra, and with that measurement, that kind of helps us get an idea of how many cc's we would recommend for them to have as a lift, as long as it's medical, you know, medically fits. So we have them do that, and it's kind of, it's fun for them to do because it's like, wow, they can actually visualize what
it's
like.
They get a trial run with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to come back and finish up our show. Thank you, Sally, for being with us. We're going to take a short break and come back to KSRO Ask the Expert.
Everybody wants free legal advice. Free legal advice. I don't know how many times I've been to a party or a soccer game or a basketball game, and somebody comes up to me and says, so you're an attorney? And I say, yeah. Well, I have a question. You know what? I give out some free legal advice, but I do it every Monday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO at 636-1350. That's 636-1350. You can call me, Charlie Cochran, or my partner, Rachel Erickson, and get free legal advice.
Hey, it's George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. That's right. My team and I have partnered with Cross Country Mortgage to deliver fast closings, great interest rates, and the largest selection of loan programs available. Did you know that nearly half of all Sonoma County real estate purchases are made with all cash? That's tough for the other half to compete with, but not for our clients. With Cross Country's fast track pre-approval, our buyers can close in as little as 10 days and with no loan contingency. In some cases, we can even waive an appraisal. Worried about rising interest rates? That's okay, because Cross Country's unique lock and shop program lets our pre-approved buyers lock in today's rate while they search for their perfect home. If you're ready to buy or refinance, visit georgeadair.com or call me at 583-8100. Again, go to georgeadair.com or call 583-8100 to begin a great lending experience.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
It's not just about taking pictures. It's not just about cameras and lenses. It's not even just about photography. What it is about is capturing a moment that might never be experienced again. The people at Shutterbug Santa Rosa and Petaluma will be your guide to the excitement of capturing that moment. Shutterbug are more than just photography experts. They're experts in making life's beautiful moments last forever. Shutterbug Santa Rosa and Petaluma, or ShutterbugCameraShops.com.
Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom. That's me. I usually have Robin Berardini introducing me, but she's on sabbatical for the next month or so. I have a special guest, Sally Urbanik, who is our patient liaison and breast surgery, cosmetic breast surgery liaison as well. Welcome again, Sally.
Thank you.
So, Sally, we only have a few minutes left in our show. And so even Kathy Slack, who is with us right now from KSRO, was asking in between about, you know, what's the difference between an augmentation and doing a breast lift. Mm-hmm. And we don't have enough time to go in that now.
Right.
So let's say a patient has questions. So first thing I'm going to tell them is call our office, okay? And if they don't get you right away, you will call them back, hopefully within the day or within the next day or so. But it's 707-542-8346. 707-542-8346. And so they call you, Sally, and what's the process?
The process is we do a brief phone intake. So it takes about 10, maybe 15 minutes at the most, because at that point we can also determine whether you want to move forward with the consultation. So I get some information, kind of get an idea of what you feel like you need or what you're interested in doing, and then we'll go through a brief health history. I'll get some just some demographic information from you. We go through and make sure that we feel like it's going to be a good fit and you'd be a good candidate. And then we just move forward with getting an appointment on the schedule with Dr. Tom. And at that point, you would come in. We would do, Dr. Tom would do his consultation. We do measurements. We would take photos, and then Dr. Tom does his consult, and that's kind
who's
of
this
where it
Dr.
starts.
Tom guy? Sounds like a cool guy. Okay, no, okay.
I think so.
All right, so they come in and they meet with us, Alex. So they meet you, right? Mm-hmm. And they meet with me. And how much time do we usually spend with the patient?
We spend a lot of time with the patient. Mm-hmm. I spend some pre-time on the phone. Mm-hmm. We probably have you in the office for 45 minutes to an hour. And then again, that much time at least for a pre-op appointment, surgery time, and then post-appointment. So we get to know our patients
pretty well. And I think that we do. And so we do some measurements because somebody might want to be a certain size, and we do measurements, and we may tell them, yes, that would be perfect for you, or you may say, you know, that's pushing the envelope, and maybe we shouldn't go that big, and making sure that we're the right fit for our patients. So we do go over that. So let's say that they decide that they want to move forward with us, then what happens?
Well, we would obviously make all of your appointments, get you on the schedule, get ready to have your procedure, and then we bring you in, you do your pre-op, we watch for all the pieces to come together like a puzzle with lab testing, mammograms, all the things that that you have to do to have the surgery. And then when surgery time comes, everything's done, everybody's prepared, and goes very smoothly.
And they go smoothly. Mm-hmm. And then we see them postoperatively, of course.
Correct.
And we try to see them at intervals until they're tired of seeing us. And then we kind of cut the umbilical cord and we let them go. So I want to thank Sally, because Sally has to put up with me and my ADD of constantly moving. I'm a moving target, and she keeps me in line, keeps our schedule together, and facilitates our patients coming to see us. So thank you, Sally, and thank you for coming in to see us today.
Thank you for having me.
And talking about cosmetic breast surgery. So we'll do this again when Robin takes her next sabbatical. So again, this is Dr. Walter Tom on Ask the Expert with KSRO. And if you want to get more information, I've mentioned the phone number before, 707-542-8346, 542-8346, or you can go online at www.drwaltertom.com. That's www.drwaltertom.com. And you can see all the services that we have. Give our office a call. They're really great about talking to you, answering questions, and seeing if we're the right fit, because we don't want to waste your time. And if it sounds like maybe it's a good fit, then we'll bring you in and we'll just continue that relationship. So again, thank you all for coming in and listening to us on KSRO Ask the Expert.
The preceding was a paid presentation on Crystal Clear FM.